Art publisher Angela D'Amico of Trumbull knew she was at risk of developing Alzheimer's. Seven of her aunts and uncles had suffered from the disease. Then D'Amico's son showed her a report on the effectiveness of medical marijuana at helping Alzheimer's patients.
And I'm like, really? And I started to really research the benefits.
As she looked into it, D'Amico started to appreciate the healing properties of the plant. Soon afterwards, she met Karen Barsty, also of Trumbull.
I am a registered nurse in Connecticut, have also always been very interested in natural medicine, alternative healing modalities. So when I met Angela, things really clicked.
D'Amico and Barsty decided they wanted to help improve sick people's access to medical marijuana. So when Connecticut announced its medical marijuana program in 2012, they applied for a license to operate a dispensary.
We worked many a 24-hour shifts completing this. You know, we had a staff of collating. We had people coming in because we had to submit 10 completed sets of our 400-page application. It was actually in a 27-inch suitor that we rolled up to state. Yeah.
Of the 27 firms that applied, only 6 received licenses. D'Amico and Barsty were among those chosen. Next, finding a location for their facility proved to be no easy task, as they came up against locals who didn't want a dispensary near their homes. They tried first in Stratford, but a townwide moratorium on dispensaries forced them to look elsewhere. Next, the zoning board in Bridgeport backed out at the last minute. Then, they couldn't even get on the agenda of the zoning meeting in Reading. But it was a different story in Bethel. Officials there were willing to welcome the dispensary. D'Amico and Barsty were issued a permit in May. It didn't take long for another obstacle to pop up, though. 2 Bethel residents appealed to have the dispensary's permit revoked. One of the residents, Mike Moore, says he's not actually opposed to the medical marijuana program.
I hope it goes well, and I wish it to go well. I don't want it to go bad because there's no winners in that.
The problem, in Moore's view, is that the planned site for the dispensary stands just a few hundred feet from his home.
If it does go bad and it's near our neighborhood, the effects on our neighborhood can't be changed, can't be reverted. The genie's out of the bottle, so to speak.
Moore says he's worried the dispensary might attract crime and excess traffic. He would prefer to see it set up away from residential neighborhoods.
If it's going to go into the town of Bethel, it needs to be put in a commercial or industrial location.
The resistance that D'Amico and Barsty have faced is unusual in Connecticut. When state residents were polled in May, 90% favored the medical use of marijuana. The commissioner of the state's Department of Consumer Protection, William Rubenstein, says none of the other 5 licensed dispensaries are currently under challenge.
What we believe is that once our program is up and running, to the extent there's any community resistance in places, that will evaporate as they see that the program is run as intended.
The fate of D'Amico and Barsty's operation lies in the hands of Bethel's Zoning Board of Appeals. The board will come to a decision sometime after a hearing next Tuesday. D'Amico hopes the board will rule in their favor.
Obviously, we want to start putting our energies into what we intended to, not into, zoning issues.
The first crop of marijuana is expected to reach dispensaries in late August. Cormac Comiskey, WSHU News.